Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 500,000 students in the country's second largest school district are out of class today after the Los Angeles Unified School District canceled classes because of a bomb threat. That's 640,000 students. At a news conference today, Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck told reporters how big an action closing down school for so many students is.
Not only is it the city of L.A., as you know, the school district represents many independent cities. We have reached out to them also.
Well, meanwhile, officials in New York City say they received a similar threat today and decided not to cancel classes and that L.A. was overreacting. Joining us now from the school district headquarters in Los Angeles is Adolfo Guzman Lopez, education reporter with Southern California Public Radio. And Adolfo, what is the L.A. school district now saying?
Well, officials say that last night they got a threat of multiple forms of violence, use of weapons, and that things were already in place to carry out that violence. That's as specific as they got. So LA schools officials went to the LAPD, told them about the threat. The FBI was brought in, and the decision was made by the superintendent of the LA Unified School District to close all of the school sites. This is roughly about 1,000 sites. Not just in the city of Los Angeles, but in many independent municipalities in an area that stretches for many, many miles. So this was a big decision made after these threats were made.
And did officials respond to New York's police commissioner, William Bratton, who said that they were overreacting and that in New York that this threat was a hoax?
They did, and they said that given the information that they had, this was the right decision. They didn't address Police Commissioner Bratton's specific criticism, but they said that given the information they had last night and this morning, that this was the correct decision to make to close all of the schools and to make sure that the sites were safe.
All right. Adolfo Guzman Lopez, education reporter with Southern California Public Radio, with the latest on the school shutdown in L.A. Adolfo, thank you.
You're welcome.